بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونظيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما My dear brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that in this life and in the Akhirah, only contributors are valued. Only contributors are valued. On January 21st, 2010, a new exhibition opened in the London Science Museum called 1001 Inventions. It showcased Muslim inventors who were pushing back the boundaries of knowledge when Europe was in what historians who want to ignore Muslim history like to call the Dark Ages. The exhibition was the brainchild of Dr. Hassani. I had the honor of meeting him in 2014 when I was invited to speak at the International Conference on Islamic Education in London. And Dr. Hassani also was one of the speakers. Amazing man and amazing idea of his to create this exhibition, 1001 Inventions. This exhibition ran in London from 21st of January 2010 to June 30th, 2010 for 6 months. And then it toured the world, including America. I saw this exhibition in Kuwait. My thought, as I saw exhibit after exhibit, was only one. And that thought was, what happened? What happened? What happened that if we Muslims could do all of this in the 9th century, why are we where we are today? If someone were to start a project to collect inventions by Muslim scientists in the 20th century, what do you think they're going to find? As I mentioned in a previous khutbah, which some of you may recall, if not the whole khutbah, at least this piece, where I quoted for you data from 1900 to 2010, 110 years. And I can now extrapolate it to 2020, so 120 years. Only two Muslim scientists won the Nobel Prize for Science. Two in 120 years. And both were in chemistry. Two scientists in 120 years. That's an exception which proves the rule that Muslim contribution is not what you would be looking for if you were looking for inventions in this century. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us why He sent us into this world, where He said in the ayat of Surah Al-Imran, which all of us know, where Allah said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنحون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, you are indeed the best community that has ever been brought forth for the benefit of mankind. Allah said, linnas. Allah did not say minannas. Allah didn't say you were extracted from the people. We are human beings. Allah said you were extracted for the people, for the benefit of mankind, and you enjoin good and you forbid evil and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He sent us to benefit people. People appreciate those who are beneficial. It's as simple as that. People love those who give and they hate those who take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu sent us with the knowledge to take from Him and give to the world. We forgot that. We forgot how. We forgot Allah. And we forgot ourselves. Time to wake up and work. It is not only important to wake up but to get out of bed. Lying in bed awake as we seem to be doing today, is as useless as being asleep. We will not become world leaders by wishing for that, or by declaring that one day we are going to. No, it's not going to happen. Those who lead the world work for it. It takes time, it takes perseverance, it takes investment, it takes dedication, it takes sincerity, and it takes a lot of hard work, spanning generations. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu's law, which applies to all of humanity, Muslim or not. My brothers and sisters, the past is the past. No matter how much we may like to bask in reflected glory, let us understand and accept that the glory of those scientists or ulama or awliya or of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reflect on us. If you find that difficult to understand and accept and do not want to let go of this warm feeling, let me name for you some of the worst scoundrels in Islamic history and ask you if you would like to be associated with them. I'm not going to do that here from the mimbar, but you know the names. My question to you is, if you don't want to be associated with the scoundrels of the past, then you have no right to want to be associated with the good ones of the past. The past is past. Each generation, and this is very good news, because each generation stands and falls by itself. Each person stands and falls by himself or herself. And that is good news, because no matter what happened in the past, every single one of us, Allah has given us a chance to rewrite the path of destiny going forward. The question is, are you and I willing to do that? I remind you and myself, remember, we have, all we have is today. Which is why today is so incredibly precious and important. Yesterday is gone forever. Today is here, and tomorrow will depend on what we decide to do today. The biggest game that Shaitan plays is to divert our attention from today, from the present. And either he gets us involved in the past, we regret or gloat over that past, or he gets us involved in the future, where we fear the future. Whereas in the process, we waste the only time we have, which is today. And that means now. If we want to regain what we had, which is global leadership, we must do the following things. Number one, we must accept the need to change. And we must accept that we all need to work very hard to catch up and exceed what others are doing. Remember that there are only two kinds of people in the world, contributors and consumers. Only contributors are respected, they are valued, they are followed, they are looked up to as role models. Consumers are manipulated and milked. Consumers are the cattle of the world, and they are treated like cattle. It's our choice how we want to define ourselves. As Henry Ford is reported to have said, if you say that you can or cannot do something, I accept. If you say that you can or cannot do something, I accept. The world will accept however we want to define ourselves, and it will treat us accordingly. My question to myself and you is, what do you want that definition to be? أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فعما بعد فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The second thing we need to do is to change the way we educate. There are many of us involved in education in different ways, including in the masjid. Give this some thought. We must educate and follow the Quranic pattern. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us and told us how to educate. And what is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and in the alternation of the night and the day there are indeed signs for people of understanding and intelligence. And then he described who those people are. He said, they are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down. And they think deeply about the creation of the heavens and the earth. And they say, oh our Rabb, you have not created all of this without purpose. All glory to you, exalted be you above all that they associate with you. Give us salvation from the torment of the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal who taught us what we must teach and how. The content and the process. First, we recognize and love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We recognize him by his glory and majesty. We love him by reflecting on his ni'mat and on his blessings. Then we research in his creation. The result is that we see his signs in his creation, which reinforces our faith in him jalla jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself, our decline started when we lost this connection. And we separated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his creation. We didn't separate, we tried to separate. In our education system, we fractured and divided our schooling system into two distinct and separate mutually exclusive streams. In one, we taught the book of Allah and the teachings of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam without any connection with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We taught about Allah as if there is no creation. We focused exclusively on religious rituals, customs, the reading of the Quran, the memorizing of the Quran and a hadith, and extraction of religious laws. Graduates from these institutions were not even introduced to the terms, to the words, physics, chemistry, mathematics, biology. And if you don't believe me, go and check the curricula and the syllabi of our Jamiat and Darul Ulooms. I am speaking from experience. Not even geography and history. Though some cherry-picked history is taught more as entertaining stories to be mentioned in impassioned speeches. In Urdu is a beautiful language, very, very picturesque. An impassioned speech in Urdu is called dhuandar takhreer. Itna dhuan hota hai ke sab ojal ho jata hai. Smoky speech, full of smoke and very little substance. Teaching cherry-picked history and our strong allergy to critical analysis are signs of ignorance and cowardice, and they guarantee that we will never learn from our own history and we will continue to repeat the same mistakes generation after generation, century after century. Anyone who reads the history of the Muslims, this is the number one thing that will become clear to you, which is the same mistakes happen generation after generation, century after century. Ask why. We left the teaching, on the other hand, of natural sciences, social sciences, technology, psychology, even languages to universities which are totally free from the name of God in any form. I included languages in this list because the language is a window to the hearts of people. Languages open the doors to cultures. Language is the means of influencing others. We do not teach them in our Jamiat and Darul Ulooms. We talk about the importance of Dawah, but we don't equip our students with the basic means of Dawah, which is the language of our audience. I'm not talking about Arabic. That is the language, that's not the language of the audience. That is our language, the language of the audience. They don't learn that. The tragedy of this, in my view, is not only that we do all of this, but its farcical nature does not strike us. We continue blindly, but at the same time, we extol and applaud scientific inventions and discoveries made by Muslims 1,000 years ago as if we had anything to do with that. How hypocritical is that? If we had followed the teaching methodology that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to follow, our universities would have produced muttaqoon, who would have given the world cures to illnesses, advances in all kinds of human endeavor, and been known and valued and respected as contributors to human welfare, not merely as suckers for gold-plated wheel rims. Number 3, start living Islam. My idea is not merely to sing you a litany of lament, but to show you the way forward. As I said in the beginning, no matter what happened, each generation has a chance to change. I request you to reflect and decide if you want to be that generation which is written in history as the one which fueled the turnaround, or you want to remain as another one which is a number, a casualty of our past. If you want to be the ones to drive change, to make Muslims the most beneficial, influential people in the world, then get ready for the long haul. I say beneficial and influential because one follows from the other. Only beneficial people are influential. To become influential, we must first become beneficial. The way to the heart is through the belly, figuratively speaking. Solve people's problems and they will listen to you and follow you. Number 4, Islam is the name of a practice, not the name of a philosophy or a theory. People are impressed by what they see and experience from us. Imam Az-Zuhri rahmatullah alayhi said, Islam spread the fastest after Fatah Makkah because for the first time, the non-Muslim was able to see the life of an ordinary Muslim up close. Ask how many non-Muslims see our lives and are impressed enough to form a positive opinion. That is the gist of it all. Dawah to demonstrate the beauty of Islam. People listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. 5 and last, we must change our mindset of teaching religion and science as two mutually exclusive things. A Muslim is a person with a naturally scientific mindset because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our religion is based on knowledge with dalail, with dalil, with evidence, not on superstition and rumors. Science reinforces religion and enables us to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs in His creation. And it increases our khashyat and tawakkul. It provides us, provided we approach science through the root of khashyatullah. That can happen if we separate, that cannot happen if we separate scientific education from religious education. The two are linked. We separated them, we must put them back and repair the damage that we have done. The road ahead is long and hard, but the rewards are immense. Global leadership of the rule on hearts, not on land. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we meet Him, insha'Allah al-Musta'an. It begins with living Islam in every aspect of our lives. It begins with fulfilling what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fard, of respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's boundaries, of learning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kitab, His book, and following His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam's blessed sunnah, His way in everything in our lives. It extends to the studying of science and looking at the world through the lens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam. And then the day will come when we will say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما اعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فانك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فانه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب اليك ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الابرار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين آمين يا رب العالمين. يا عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، عدوا يستجيب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.